This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And right now, it is time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I did want to start off with a little baseball, as we do have day baseball. It appears on the television in the studio as all the TVs are set to MLB Network or ESPN.
A sloppy day baseball earlier with one of those throws at second base.
So, Broadus is going to be happy. He loves day baseball, so that's going to be a fun G-Bag Nation coming up. But I wanted to start off with this. I saw this from Sean McFarland, who we had an opportunity to talk with while we were out there in camp. The dude's doing a great job.
He really is.
He did have a line in the story that I think we're going to talk about tomorrow, and that line was, Corey Seager hit his first home run of spring training. It was the most important home run he's ever hit against the Diamondbacks. We can't find another one, at least. And I really appreciate that joke.
Like one of the greatest home runs I've ever seen in my entire life. But I enjoy that.
It's just when you, I got to go back and watch that whole World Series run again.
You should.
It's just every time I watch it, I come away from it just with a new fun story.
Will you still watch game two
of the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, why not?
Okay. I was just curious because we got hammered in that game.
You know, like to get the full experience, though, you kind of need to navigate the highs and lows again emotionally. And I actually, to be honest, Kevin, I thought you were going to ask if I was going to watch the second game of the World Series this year. And I was like, that's what I thought you were asking.
I guess.
When the Rangers are in that World Series, I'm going to have to watch all the games because there's no way I'm missing it. But he did post a video of a guy that you've been asking questions about a lot.
Okay.
Not necessarily the one you're thinking of, but Emiliano Teodoro.
Oh, yes.
Who we have been we've as a show have been very interested in Teodoro for a long time now. 100.8 mile an hour sinker that he threw in spring training. 100.8 mile an hour sinker that he threw. Not his fastball, his sinker. That brings up the question, is this dude a closer? And that question is fun to discuss because a guy that is throwing 100.8 with a sinker feels like closer. However, he had a 1.98 ERA as a full-time starter in the minors last season.
And one of the things that you've noticed about the Rangers, whether it's Jack Leiter, Teodoro, or even John Gray, for example, if all things are equal, give them a shot to start, especially if they're young, because clearly pitchers cost $80 gajillion.
Yeah, starting pitchers are expensive.
I am really intrigued by this hypothesis. This is something that we've talked about throughout the offseason, about him just being in the bullpen. But the idea of him eventually turning into your closer, I am really intrigued by that. But I think the Rangers are like, that's great. He could be a starter, so why don't you just relax on that? That's the same thing I asked about Alejandro Rosario before he got hurt. So I'm intrigued by your hypothesis.
Yeah, I'm with McFarland on this. If the secondary stuff continues to develop, then you continue to work him as a starter. And if he's
fair,
and that's, I don't look, he's not going to pitch in the majors for the team like at length this year, but he's going to be high up on their, on their opportunities.
Yeah, I am curious what kind of look he gets.
Obviously the other thing too, Kevin, when it comes to starters is injuries. Like we discussed with Dane Dunning, we discussed with John Gray, all of them. Hey, how many starters do you think you actually need? And the number just keeps growing.
Yeah,
because of injuries and the way pitchers are pitching. So I'm very interested to see his continued development in the system, because the thing that we look at and we freak out about is the Rangers still don't have any developed pitchers. They have pitchers that come to them and are already good.
Yeah.
But so as far as we saw, Rocker,
that's fair.
Got knocked around a little bit again over the weekend. Somebody freaked out about Jack Leiter giving up 2 runs, and I was like, he was actually really good in that outing. So I'm more interested in seeing how that goes. But keep your eye on Teoto, who we have been talking about for a year and a half.
Yeah.
We've been on him for a little bit going, hey, is he going to become this player? The other thing that I wanted to ask is, should my kid even have a car at this point?
Which kid?
My oldest.
Okay.
Who already has a car.
Then yes.
Okay.
The middle one I'm concerned about.
He recently got a speeding ticket.
Mm.
And I think he's working. I told him, I was like, this is you. You got to take care of all this stuff. You got to take care of defensive driving. You got to call the court. This is on you. Grow up and learn this stuff right now. And he's, to his credit, he's done all the things that are necessary so far. However, Friday night, he and his friends were out and he was like, Dad, my best friend got the hottest girl in school. Oh. And I was like, oh, really? Okay, well, that's cool, good for him. And he said, I have no clue how he pulled the hottest girl in school. I just don't understand it. And I'm like, oh man, I understand that too. High school is a weird place.
Take that, friend.
Yeah, you're looking at it. You go back and look at some of the relationships in high school and you're like, how did that happen? So they're over at her house and Avery hit it in reverse. He was putting the car in reverse.
Thank you.
And I guess because he didn't have his dome light on, his door was cracked. The door flung open, or swung open, and knocked their mailbox over.
Oh, no.
Now, I went to check the mailbox. It was rotten. It was going to fall. It probably could stand there for 10 more years. We all know most everybody's mailboxes are about to fall over. It just, unless you got the brick one, most people. You go look at your neighborhood and tell me how many of them. There's too many. Mine is about to fall over. So I went and looked and I said, okay, well, it's going to cost this much to replace it. And here's the tools. Here's what you need to do. He went and bought the mailbox post, got some Quikrete, and got it all set up. And
I'm sorry, what was
Quikrete? Fast drying concrete. So that the post could be in there.
Okay.
And he got this thing up and back in action, and the mom loves them. Because four boys, they all went and did it together. They all were like, hey, let's go work on this together. We were all part of it.
Yeah.
She brought them some water, and she was like, they were the kindest kids. They were
nice.
Wonderful. They worked really hard. Thank you so much for raising such good boys. And I went over there to check on it, and I was like, pretty proud of you guys. This is pretty impressive work for guys who didn't even know how to do what they were doing.
Were you surprised then too?
Yes. Okay. 1,000% surprised. I didn't think that he had it in him. There's no way. I've seen this kid since he was born. Fail at things. Just, you're just like, what were you thinking when you did that?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I do have a lot of faith that he is going to be okay. because he's going to make mistakes. They all make mistakes.
Sure.
But how you respond to the mistake is the most important part. The first thing he does in response is points at other fingers at people aside from himself. I would like for him to fix that. I think that's fair.
Most people,
that's
right?
That's the one thing I'm asking is just instead of pointing at the finger, just go, you know what? I can be better.
Yeah.
Like, just I can do better. Because the first thing he did when he got his ticket was, oh, that cop, I didn't even see him. He was hiding somewhere. I was like, dude, listen, man.
Which
we've all had the complaints about the cops.
Which that's an interesting take, right? Like, as if your ticket shouldn't be valid because you didn't see the cop. And you're like, well, if I saw the cop, I would stop breaking the law. You're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. The first time I got a speeding ticket, I was actually really impressed because the cop 100% outsmarted me. And I was like, dang, man, that was good. Because you see a cop, you shouldn't do this. You should drive the speed limit at all times.
All the time.
Theoretically, if you saw a cop on the side of the road with somebody pulled over, maybe you just keep going. And you don't really worry about it.
Because you're like, he's with that person. There's no exactly. way he's getting me.
However, maybe you didn't pay close enough attention and the cop was on the side of the road and maybe they had pulled somebody over and they still had their lights on. That person was long gone or at least gone. And you're just like, and then you got a ticket.
Or maybe you're going 20 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, dear.
But so is the guy in front of you. So
what is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mm-hmm. When you see the burps and cherries going on behind you, you're like, oh crap, I got to pull over. And when you pull over, the cop says, follow me. We're going to go catch that guy too. And you go,
oh,
I got to follow this guy. Like, what was I supposed to do? I was in Nacogdoches. The cop pulls up and says, follow me. We're going to go get the guy that was in front of you too. And I followed him. Because at this point, I'm thinking he already has my plates. He's already got me, like he's already got everything figured out. I'm going to get a ticket no matter what. I better just follow the police officer. I did see a very dark turn alley or turn lane that I was like, it was like a dark. It was Nacogdoches, dude. Everything's the country out there. So I don't know. It was a turn area. And I was like, I could just disappear. He'll never find me.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm probably going to get in more trouble if I do it that way.
Yeah.
So that was the first week I worked with you, Kevin.
Oh.
I was going to my bachelor party.
Interesting.
My fellas left without me and celebrated a bachelor day without me.
Ha! Oh, that's a good point from the 903. They can also radio to other cops that are close.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't try to evade the police, I think is a pretty... That feels like a logical thing.
From the 817, he wanted to impress the hot chick inside and steal her from his homie. So he was like, I got to do a damn good job with this mailbox. He has a girlfriend and he's very smitten with her. So I think he's okay.
That is interesting because...
By the way, the boyfriend, the friend of his did like dislocate his finger.
Oh.
Because while they were doing a job that they did a fine work at, at one point, while they were mixing the concrete with the mixer, it kind of got bogged down. And the kid said, hey, let me stick my finger in there. You turn the drill on and I'll just knock that stuff out. And instead, his finger got caught in the drill bit and bit in half, popped all the way out of place.
What the hell?
He popped it back in and goes, well, I guess it's not broken, and finished the job. Kid can't drive with his right hand right now, though, because it hurts so much.
That is a very motivated group of people, though, trying to impress the ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Have you ever worked as hard?
No.
As whenever you notice there's somebody around that could see you doing impressive work?
Man, let me tell you. Anytime you go to a public gym, it's just like, as a single man, you're just like, you always say that. You're like, I don't have the ego like that. But then the right one walks in, and you're like... okay, maybe I can squat 350 today, you know, and we'll see how that goes. And that's how you, you know, destroy your lower back like I do.
Maybe I can run at a 6.5 today instead of a 6.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe I can take the Stairmaster up, you know, 10 levels instead of 3. How about that?
There is something
about... How's your back doing, by the way?
It's better. There's definitely something messed up back there, but it's a lot better.
Mm.
I'm lifting again.
Lastly, the world's largest call center company has invested $13 million in AI technology to modify their Indian agents' accents in real time.
What?
So that when you call the call center, it does not sound like an accent that is from India.
Okay.
It sounds like the AI will automatically, in real time, change their accent to something different.
Okay. Do people get bent out of shape just because of that, or is it because... maybe going both ways, there's some trouble like understanding.
Sometimes you're like, hold on, you didn't understand what I said. I didn't understand what you said.
Now that I get.
Do you not understand where I'm trying to get?
Yeah.
I think a lot of us, when we call the contact, we're usually trying to get the quickest. We want it done fast. So we skip a bunch of steps and we're like, look, we can go through all these troubleshooting steps, but I'm already here.
Yeah.
I'm already at step 12 right now. You don't have to get me through. Turn the device on. I've already done that. Now what do I do? But yeah, so that's going to happen right now. Good luck to them and good luck to all of us.
Man, this is a fascinating question.
AI.
Did you throw your son under the bus by saying that's the hottest girl in school?
With his girlfriend situation?
Yeah.
They're in class right now. Okay. Actually, they might be. They might be.
He's not listening.
He might be driving around at lunch with her. I don't know. He's not, but he's not listening to me.
Mm.
He barely listens to me at home. I don't think I'm throwing him under the bus there.
Okay.
I really do. Cause I mean, it seems like that's just amongst the kids that his group of friends, they all kind of have a consensus agreement that she is.
Okay.
So he got the one.
Interesting.
Good luck.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some Wanker of the Weekend? Who was the best at being the worst? And could it possibly still be the Mavs for a different reason than the other reason we already said today? Next on the Fan.
Poked out to Maxey. The last Warrior lead was midway through the second quarter. Grimes with a three. He's got 41.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan, and it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? However, before that, Corey, important question for an important shout out today.
All right.
Will you allow it?
I
think you should.
It is Monday. It's Monday.
I know.
You know what? Here's the thing. Kevin, you typically fight for them.
This is a big one.
So I will allow it. That's the one for this month.
So I'm going to apologize if I don't get the last name right, but Weston Themer or Themer, and if both of those are wrong, I apologize for being the worst. He emailed me and said, we have a new Tolo Naomi Ruth Themer. Or Themer, has just been born into this world and had 105 Through the Fan on for her first listening experience.
That is awesome, dude.
That is awesome.
Yeah, raise the Ruth.
Hmm?
Because her middle name's Ruth, right? Or Roof. Which one was
that? Was terrible.
Raise the Ruth. They're gonna, because you're going to raise a child, but also.
Naomi Ruth Themer.
Congratulations, y'all. That's awesome.
Welcome.
Nickname Hattie.
To the world. Now, for Wanker of the Weekend, of course, the very first thing I saw from the 302 was John Cena and The Rock. Alec, are they the Wankers of the Weekend for their dastardly betrayal of Cody Rhodes? And maybe that picture where John Cena has his foot on Cody's head, that was amazing.
That was disrespectful, yeah, that was awesome. But hey, I'm going to quote what Triple H used to say back when the Authority was around, which is essentially what they're doing, 2.0 version. It's best for business. Mm. So I'll allow it because the product is good. But hey, the Make-A-Wish kids are probably really sad after getting those autographs pre-show. Like, my hero just went out there and stomped my other hero into the mat. That's not nice.
Yeah, now it's Break-A-Wish. So
all right.
That's not mine. I can't claim it. It's out there.
Mm.
Are the Mavericks the Wanker of the Weekend again? Now, I know you might be thinking, yes, because they're raising season ticket prices, but you guys already talked about that. No, for a different reason. Quentin Grimes, we played the highlight, clearly incredible game over the weekend. Quentin Grimes and Luka Doncic are the only guards this season to record a game with more than 40 points, more than 5 rebounds, more than 2 steals, and more than 5 threes. The Mavericks traded both of them away. And by the way, the primary players that they traded them for, neither one of them are playing right now.
Kevin, how did he score 44 points and was still -5 on the plus minus?
That is a good question that I don't know the answer to.
He was -5, -4, -19, -6, -16. Now, listen, I'm not going to say that that's a perfect way to figure out the numbers on a player. All right, plus minus has always been finicky. But the games before that, 3 points against the Knicks, 9 points, 16 and 12. He doesn't do this nightly. Quentin Grimes is not going to do this on a nightly basis.
Fair.
He did go off against Golden State. He had 4 losses in the other games that he was playing with them. So I'm not gonna freak out about it. Quentin Grimes, that's part of the deal.
Okay.
Part of the deal.
So we're not going to freak out, even though those are the only 2 guards to do it, and the Mavericks traded both of them away, and the 2 primaries in both of those trades are currently not playing for the Mavericks?
It's one night.
Okay.
For one player. One night.
Okay. Just clarifying.
I'm still concerned about the Luka part, though, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not concerned about Quentin Grimes.
Are Fresno State athletes the Wanker of the Weekend because they are now being investigated for betting on themselves? And their over-unders and everything like
really?
That.
Really?
Look.
Or those are playing, they're playing on themselves.
I guess.
Huh?
But they did put money down on
playing
it,
themselves.
So.
Oh. Yeah, I thought betting on yourself was a good thing. I thought it was like a morale booster.
Okay.
Because you can't bet.
That's in an... Well, these people did. Maybe in California.
Oh, okay. All right, gotcha. Oh.
But this, that's an abstract concept of belief in yourself. This time, they literally bet on themselves. And you have to be smarter than that if you're going to... I know that's a lock, sure bet. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a phrase. But don't... It's easily traceable. Hey, Mikel Robinson, what about this giant bet that you made on Mikel Robinson?
So you're saying bet cash at
the bookie place. I don't know if that is totally...
Instead of using your credit card that has your name on it. Or use your wife's credit card if you're going to do it that way is what you're suggesting.
So I don't... I feel like your wife is too close, right? If you have like a disgruntled ex-best friend that you haven't talked to in 15 years, maybe there.
That's how Shohei's translator gets involved.
Don't put it on your wife's credit card, because guess what? They're going to be like, hey, what about her statement? They figure it out. Jalen Weaver, he said that he would get more than 11 points. He finished with 13 points. And
do you think he tried a little harder?
Yes.
Simply because he knew this bet was happening?
1,000,000%.
I'm getting my 13 tonight.
You just, like, I guess you probably shouldn't do that if you're in those sports anyway, but don't bet on yourself.
I think the NBA should allow betting on themselves now. And here's why. Because didn't you just see? You just got the best version of him.
It's true.
People thought he could only score 11. He scored 13. He worked harder that night. So now they know they can make extra money gambling. Then, like, I think that they're going to, they can only bet positively on themselves, though.
To be fair, they did still lose the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
you got a better night from him, though.
What kind of chaos does this throw the point spreads into? Like, Anthony Edwards, hey, tonight your over-under is 30.5. And he goes, oh, I'm going way over than that. Like, then what's going to happen to the point spread when that goes down?
By the way, Kevin, everybody's saying that his name is pronounced Teamer.
Okay.
There's multiple listeners that have texted in and said, hey, that's my friend. His name is Teamer.
Okay. By the way, they're still listening in the hospital. Much love to you all. My last name is Tricky, but he was nice enough not to go, and here's how you screwed it up. So I appreciate that. Naomi Ruth Teamer, welcome to the world. Welcome to being a Tolo on 105.3 The Fan. Congratulations to you guys. That is freaking awesome.
The 972 was giving my girl some loving, and 105.3 The Fan was playing. It felt like a group activity for the win. Thank you. I appreciate y'all keeping us in mind.
No.
Team bonding.
I do not.
And let us know beforehand so we can say some other things.
Don't have sex to this station. Turn it down. All right? No.
Please.
No, yes. I don't want.
I want them always listening. Always.
But hear me out. There's three of us, assuming there's two of them.
Hot 5-on-5 action.
There it is.
Okay.
We've known about hot 5-on-5 action for a long time.
You're going to start getting texts and it's like, oh my God, Carter was talking about college football and I just couldn't take it anymore. Or like Corey, you're responsible for two of our three children. No, I don't want any of that.
I do.
Why?
I want their memories to be like, you know what? As we were listening and making sweet love with our families. Nope. Significant other.
See? What I said now doesn't sound so bad, does it?
Roll Tide.
No, Kevin said don't do it to the station. I say do it. I think we should make a promo about it, too, as a matter of fact. I think we should make a promo that says...
Okay, go ahead, voice it for me.
You can listen to this station when you're changing your muffler. Or when you're making sweet love to your soulmate. Boom! We got to get everybody to listen all the time.
We might need to refine those copy points.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. I wasn't prepared.
I'm glad,
better writer
though,
when I have a chance to go back and think about it.
I swear I thought you were going to say draft. When you're changing your muffler or you have to muffle her, it's 105.3. Oh, I really thought that's what he was going to say.
Ever heard what it sounds like when you put a banana in the muffler? The car's going to explode, I think.
Hey.
Oh, T. Higgins got tagged.
Back to you, Kevin.
So let's talk about that in a second. And I'm still kind of reeling. Jaden Blue and Isaiah Bond.
Oh my God, I love y'all.
Are they writing this copy? Come on, people. Jaden Blue and Isaiah Bond, they're very fast. And they said they were going to break Xavier Worthy's combine record.
Yes, they did.
Let's start with Isaiah Bond, who confidently said, I'm going to break the record tomorrow for sure. I anticipate running a 4.2, maybe a 4.1.
Wow.
Neat. Then let's go to go to Blue. I think I'll break the record. 4.1 or 4.2. They ran respectively a 4.38 and a 4.39. Don't get me wrong. That is very fast for any human being. But when you say you're going to break the record, you're probably going to break the record by a tenth of a second, and you fall behind by almost 0.2 seconds, that makes you the wanker of the weekend. And Xavier Worthy said in his Instagram story, quote, respect those who came before you. Which that better not be in that effing promo, because I do not want to hear that.
He's right about what you just said, though. Was in the middle of a Hattie, and I had a 105.3 The Fan on. It was my motivation. My name is Jason Robertson. Look at that. He was getting a hat trick.
Hey, Jason.
And he was like, got to listen to more KNC. Kevin, you told us to turn it on and leave it on, and now you're telling us to not turn it on or to leave it on. Make up your mind. That's from J-Met.
See, because it's going to be too complicated if I'm like, turn it on, leave it on, then maybe turn the volume down when you're making love. Like, that's too long. That's too many letters. So I don't know what we're going to do with that. You know what? Okay. Adjustment. You can do that. Just don't tell me about it.
So you don't want to know when our listeners are listening?
No, I want to know when they're listening. I just don't want... Come on. Why would you send that in?
I appreciate it. I just want to let
I see
know.
You, the person who said they were going to Frisco and listening to G-Bag. I appreciate that. I can't
thank you
say for listening. The rest.
Keeping the station on.
I want to know when you're listening, unless you're doing like something else intensive at the time. Then you can just listen and you don't have to tell me.
I'm sorry. I got to stop looking at the fan text. No. Y'all are on fire.
You're right not going to hear a promo that says 105.3 The Fan. We're the fornication station from the 956 or 214. No, it's too much. It's not going to be turn it on, leave it on, and get it on. It's not.
That's good.
It's not going to be Tolo Go, although that is.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Very catchy.
Tolo Go is phenomenal.
I need a shirt.
I will admit.
Yes.
Tolo Go 940, that is very catchy. I forgot what my next thing was in Wanker of the Weekend.
T. Higgins has been franchise tagged for a second time, so he will be back. They'll hope to do a long-term deal with him for more than the $26 million tag. So that's what they're going to be rocking with. But again, Joe Burrow with those two receivers, very special.
Sure.
I have some curious thoughts on whether or not he plays the full season because he's on the franchise tag. And there were times last year where he looked like he may have been protecting his body, while also understanding, hey, I can still get out there and do my work.
Okay.
But that's just me. I hope that's not the case. I think he's going to go back out there, have another great season, and he's going to be a very viable free agent next year.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm sorry. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas.
Make babies with the fan.
From the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you very much for asking. So some of this happened in the weekend. Some of it came out today. Not terribly surprising, but the idea of T. Higgins getting franchise tagged again, the idea that Osa is going to get franchise tagged. I know the bigger goal is to work out a long-term deal, but what do you think about those two players specifically looking like they're going to get franchise tagged?
You know, I think Osa and the franchise tag, you know, it makes sense for the team. I think because you're not totally sold on the long-term of it.
Right.
So having another year, I think the biggest thing is when players bet on themselves, if they would get hurt in this next year, I think that's where the Cowboys need to say, okay, with non-absolute elite players, let's move on from those guys.
Instead of paying them anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be interesting, you know, as this plays out, if the Cowboys want to do a long-term deal with him. You know, I would say you're getting about the 10th or 12th best pass rushing defensive tackle in the NFL. So it's got to be at a significant discount from where the absolute market high is. And, you know, maybe they can get that figured out. But I don't know. I just, when you're paying your players a massive amount of money, I want guys that totally write game plans at $25 million. Yeah. You know, I think this is partly the economy of pro football and guys that are good get paid. And it's kind of shocking because he's not a dominant player. He's just good.
It kind of sounds like that Cleveland's a team that's interested in this, in OSA. And so that's kind of what they're working on, right? They were working. I mean, every day I was asking somebody in the organization, it's like, hey, we're trying to get this done. We're trying to get this done. You know, Bobby was there on the ground in Indy, and he was like, they're acting weird. There's Jerry's not talking. And
yeah.
And I reached out to somebody. I said, listen, hey, you've always been straight with me. Is something going on? And they're like, we're just trying to get this damn OSA deal done.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that's taking all their time right now. I think that they have to also look at the situation where they're trying to sell these guys about the franchise tag in maybe a negative way that, listen, Pollard was franchise tag. What happened to him the next year? Didn't get money. Yeah. You know, Dalton Schultz didn't get money.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of trying to sell that idea that, listen, you think you're, you know, sign this deal now. You know, you're going to probably be better off than if we give you the tag and then next year you don't get what you think you deserve. So I think that's the angle that I think they were going to take.
So we talked about this, and you go a ways back, and I get, like Dawson said, the economy of pro football. At one point, hey, 15 to 18 million, that would be great. Then, oh, if we can keep it to 20 or lower, that would be great. Last week, there were reports that he's going to get 22 million a year, and it felt like there was a groan. Now the idea of 25 million per year, and I know he can get better, and I hear that, but for somebody who never even got picked to the fake Pro Bowl, that's a lot for me.
Yeah, I mean, if you start talking like the 27 million, you know, when you're up there amongst the highest of defensive tackles, I kind of feel like this is just a placeholder to allow yourself extra time. And I think the 21 number to me, like, I was cool with that, right? You're paying him like he's roughly the 10th to 12th highest paid defensive tackle. And I value OSA for this team personally. I mean, this team has so many holes. Do you want to now True. Add another one by letting OSA go? And it's not even just, okay, it's OSA. Who do you have on this defensive line that you can rely on right now?
And that's a fair point, especially with DeMarcus Lawrence coming out and saying, like, oh, it'd be a dream to come back with this team. The reason why I'm worried is that placeholder takes way too long to get completed. So what I'm worried about is they're like, well, we know he's going to be back with the team one way or another. And then that $25.1 million sticks there. And that is not a flexible number like it would be if it was a long-term deal. And then you trickle into free agency and you're like, I got nothing.
Which, if that ends up being the case, and you could see how that might end up going that way.
Cause it's yes,
like, okay,
I could.
Now he's on the tag. All right, maybe, all right, he just plays on the tag and we'll go back to the drawing board next year. That would stink. Because now, again, when you look at trying to free up other money, it's smart to get the thing done long term. To your point, as you've been talking about all day with the salary cap, you're now making this more affordable to where I can do other moves. I think that's why they were really in a rush to get this thing done.
Which I applaud that.
Yeah, you can pivot. Now we know how much money we've got to offer a Jordan Lewis to maybe bring back a Rico Dowdle, whatever it is. But I mean, I can understand from Rico's standpoint, maybe where they're from OSA's standpoint, it's like, I can get $27 million if I go to Cleveland.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, this is a side question. This is based on Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's facing a lawsuit for allegedly leaving a Miami rental home in, quote, complete disrepair. And so I was thinking about that when they take your credit card at the hotel for incidentals and whatnot. And then I also got a phone call from our hotel.
I did too.
In Arizona. Did they accidentally charge you?
They billed me for a night, an extra night.
Yes, that is exactly what happened. But I got nervous for a second because I was like, oh no, did I do something to the hotel room? Have you guys ever had an incident in a hotel room or rental house or whatever where maybe that security deposit didn't come
$15,000 in damage.
Oh, no.
1982, we beat Florida State in the LSU-Florida State game. We win the game. I have a party. I get a room for my friends in Dallas to come to the game. They're there. The party ends up at the hotel, and then the sprinkler systems got turned on. Oh, and it, no. And
how could that possibly happen?
Just a lot of
smoking
a lot of
in drink, the room.
A lot of drinking going on there. A lot of drinking going on. So yeah,
somebody started a fire.
Actually, they lit like, a buddy of mine. I didn't see it happen. One of my teammates dared another teammate to do it, and the next thing you knew, there's like water and mud and all this chemical stuff is flying through the air, and then the it goes down through the floor and down to the lobby area of the Hilton there in Baton Rouge,
holy crap.
Which is now the Marriott in Baton Rouge. But yeah, that was about a $15,000 party that night.
Does that get split among the people then?
No, insurance took care of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was an insurance deal.
Yeah. Yeah, high school prom, we showed up at one of the friends' parties. I'm sure they had to deal with it because it was Red Roof Inn, and they cranked one of those windows open and threw the couch and the TV out. And so I'm sure they ended up dealing with some significant monies that they had to deal with. But it was on their dad's credit card, too. So, like, that was that was even more stupid. What are you doing, you dummies? But I left. I was
after you threw the couch, you're like,
I threw the couch. I was like, what do I need to do anymore?
Fun's over.
Already had my fun.
What about the rest of y'all? I did not know that we were getting this much traction off of. Oh, yeah.
I like it. I can't up the ante at all after that.
No, it's a hell of a party, man.
We lost a deposit in Seattle. I rented a house up there for a year, and one of my aquarium stands started rusting. It was made out of like iron or something, and it had dented the linoleum floor, but that's as crazy as it gets.
Oh, Dawson had 13 fish tanks.
I did.
13 fish tanks. How many fish were in them?
Hundreds.
Now that's a good question.
Tell the story about the big goldfish that got fed to the piranhas. That's Goldie. Okay. What was the name of the goldfish? What was the
Lucky?
Lucky.
So I had an 80-gallon fish tank. This was in my house in Vancouver. And I still live with my parents. I was like 18 or 19 years old. I was dropping out of colleges and stuff before I moved to Seattle. And my brother comes back from college. He was in Santa Barbara. And I had this aquarium with like 5 or 6 fully adult piranha in there. So you could throw goldfish in there and watch them like strike at it. It was pretty fun, you know, for a teenager.
You know, less fun for the goldfish, but I got you.
You're raised on beans.
That's the birth of Lucky.
So anyway, I throw a bag of goldfish in there one night. I wake up in the morning and this goldfish is swimming around. He's evading the piranhas. I guess they got full. You know, they were saving him for later. So I called him Lucky, threw him back in the feeder tank and let him live. He got like, I don't know, 5-6 inches. You know, goldfish get pretty big. Well, my brother comes home from for Christmas vacation, and he wanted to see what the piranhas did to the big one.
Oh, so, unbeknownst to you, right?
Yeah, he's like, dude, it was so awesome.
Oh, no.
Were you sad?
It was so cool.
I was. Lucky was my pet at that point.
You were sad because you didn't get to actually watch it.
Yeah, you video it for me, dude.
There was part of me that was curious.
What do you find fish-loving fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Yes. Hey, thanks for asking. Sean Merriman's going to join us at 4 o'clock. Nice. I think Woolchuck set that up. And we got everything that's been breaking. It's been a massive day of 24 hours of breaking news.
It
so
really
we'll
has.
Reset everything here at the top.
Absolutely. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Lucky.
Aw, goodnight, Lucky.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.